What about the issue of surgery and primary breast cancer in the face of metastatic disease? You've been involved with research looking at that, and also there have been some newer papers addressing that you've commented on in the literature. Where are we right now at that fascinating issue?
Well, I think this is another big area of controversy. I think things have changed in metastatic breast cancer, and that's why we're revisiting this issue, because back at the time when the rule that you didn't operate on metastatic breast cancer was made up, we didn't have effective systemic therapy. The tumors tended to be very large things that were difficult to surgically remove, and there was often bulky nodal disease. Now, as we have entered the era of screening for metastatic disease with things like PET CT scans, we're finding a lot of people with very, very low volume metastatic disease who in the past we would have called high risk stage 2 and treated very aggressively for cure. But now they're being bumped up into stage 4 and treated for palliation. At the same time, systemic therapy has become more effective, so if you look at survival curves for metastatic breast cancer over time, survival is improving. So a number of years ago, Seema Khan and I looked at the National Cancer Database of the American College of Surgeons, and we looked at about 16,000 women who presented between 1990 and 1993 with metastatic disease and an intact primary. Obviously, this was not a randomized study. A little more than half of the patients had surgery. And when we looked at survival outcomes, there was about a 40% reduction in the hazard of death in patients who had surgery to negative margins, even after you adjusted for things like number of metastatic sites, visceral versus soft tissue metastases, and the type of systemic treatment received. Since we published that paper, there have been at least three other full-length publications on this topic, all of which have shown a virtually identical finding. Now, the problem is that you can never completely exclude bias in this setting, and that's why there are now finally a lot of discussions about doing a randomized trial to really address this question. So, in the meantime, the way I approach this is, first of all, I think surgery is never the appropriate first therapy for somebody with metastatic disease. They need to be treated systemically first, because if they don't respond to systemic treatment, they're not going to get any benefit from surgery, and you can save them the morbidity of an operation. For patients who do respond and have stable disease and limited metastatic sites, then I think surgery is worth considering. The longer the disease is stable, the more attractive that proposition is. And it's certainly something I would never push a patient into. If they have any reluctance about surgery, then I tell them to forget it, because this is definitely an unproven therapy at this point in time.
And what about axillary dissection in that situation?
Well, I think if you're going to do it, it only makes sense to do the axilla too. I mean, residual tumor, whether it's in the breast or the axilla, still has the potential to spread. But I think the other thing worth mentioning is that in our study, for example, 40% of the patients had T1 and T2 primary tumors, so they can be treated with lumpectomy. This is not an automatic indication for mastectomy.